This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid foundation stone of development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Tediapara town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat this afternoon. These projects focus on infrastructure, health, education and heritage, with particular emphasis on tribal empowerment. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janajatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering to mark the birth anniversary of tribal icon Birsa Munda, Prime Minister Modi said tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years.
आज भगवान बिरसा मुंडा की 150वीं जयंती के इस भव्य आयोजन के साथ हम भारत पर्व की पूर्णता के साक्षी बन रहे हैं। मैं इस पावन अवसर पर भगवान बिरसा मुंडा को प्रणाम करता हूँ।
Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat, Surat, to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor, MEHSR. The Prime Minister landed at the Surat airport in the morning and reached the Antroli area where a bullet train station is under construction. In Jammu and Kashmir, 9 people lost their lives in an accidental explosion at Naugam police station last night. J&K DGP Nalin Prabhat said that the deceased include 1 personnel of State Investigation Agency, 3 personnel of Forensic Science Laboratory Team, 2 crime scene photographers, 2 revenue officials who were part of the magistrate's team, and 1 tailor who was associated with the team. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Home Affairs Joint Secretary J&K Division Prashant Lokande said that the explosion occurred while processing a huge cache of explosive substances and chemicals recovered during the investigation of a terror module.
The cause of the accident is being investigated. However, any other speculation into the cause of these incidents are unnecessary. The government stands in solidarity with the families of the deceased in this hour of grief.
The National Medical Commission, NMC, has removed the names of 4 doctors from the Indian Medical Register or National Medical Register. The commission said that this action has been taken in view of the FIR registered under relevant sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act against Dr. Muzaffar Ahmed, Dr. Adil Ahmed Rathar, Dr. Muzammil Shakil and Dr. Shaheen Saeed following the Delhi blast. It added that the practitioners will not be permitted to practice medicine or hold any medical appointment until further orders. Bharatiya Janata Party has suspended former Union Minister and Senior Party Leader R.K. Singh from the party for 6 years for indulging in anti-party activities. The party has also issued him a show-cause notice. R.K. Singh had been voicing his objections to the decisions of the party leadership for the past few days and had also been speaking out against the NDA. Meanwhile, the BJP has taken action against 2 other party office bearers as well. Ashok Agarwal, a Legislative Council member MLC from the Katihar region, and his wife Usha Agarwal, the mayor of Katihar, have also been suspended. Reaffirming India's solidarity with Jamaica, members of the Indian community in Kingston visited the affected communities in St. Elizabeth Parish of the Caribbean nation and assisted in the recovery efforts following the devastation caused by Hurricane Melissa. The High Commission of India in Kingston appreciated the Indian community for raising over $3.2 million for immediate relief and for tireless efforts in preparing and delivering 550 care packages, stoves, clothes, bags and hygiene kits to the affected households in St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland and Black River. In the men's cricket, South Africa were 87 for 6 in their second innings against India on day 2 of the first test match at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. When the reports last came in, South Africa are leading by 57 runs. Earlier today, India were all out for 189 in their first innings. Indian shooter Isha Singh clinched her maiden individual world championship medal, a bronze in the women's 25-meter pistol at the Shooting World Championships in Cairo today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.